What is up, everybody? Mr. International up here in the Heezy. Woo! Well, that was a fun 2 weeks. The Olympics are finally over. Today's Monday. The Olympics ended technically, like, I think Saturday night, Sunday morning, but I thought I'd put this podcast together because I just finished watching them last night. And yeah, Tokyo 2020 is in the books. Technically, Tokyo 2021. Is in the books. And you know what? It was a fucking amazing Olympics. I'm not sure if I'm just desensitized now to not having crowds or audiences at the sporting events, which definitely add a lot to, the major sporting events here in the United States. But I don't know if it was the handy camera work or just the focus on the athletes in general, but I almost didn't even notice that there weren't crowds. And when I think back on the other Olympics, when you have audiences, I don't know if it really made that much of a big difference then either, because there's so much focus on the athletes and their record breaking. And you know what? At the end of the day, too, if you're familiar with Japanese crowds, like I've watched wrestling my whole life, Japanese crowds are normally very quiet. They don't go crazy in the stands like here in America. So. Notwithstanding the lack of crowds, I thought they pulled it off exceptionally well. I really thought they were going to cancel it, the whole event, because of the COVID and whatnot. But I'm actually glad that they pushed through and had it, because we had some really good events. I found myself connected to. I don't. This happens to me every Olympics. Like, sir, I get connected to certain athletes, sometimes random ones. And this year, I don't know why, I found myself like. Fawning over this one of the volleyball players on the Team USA regular volleyball, not beach. So this is for you, Justine Wong-Arantes, if you're out there. She's the libero or libero, I don't know how you pronounce it. She's amazing. Like, you should watch this girl play volleyball. She's a machine. And I don't know, I wish she got more credit. I wish they interviewed her more, but man, this girl was like, she just saved the most insane shots from touching the ground when other teams were spiking. Like, she would appear out of nowhere, like she was coming out of the Matrix, and just like dive. And yeah, this girl is like insane. I gotta have her on the podcast. I think she lives in Germany, although she's from here in LA. I think she lives in Germany, so that's weird. But anyways, amazing girl. Justine, if you're listening, holla at your boy. You know where to find me. Maybe no, you don't, but I think you'd like me if we met. Anyhow, so Olympics are over, and man, I definitely want to go to Japan now. Let me put that out there. I was kind of like on the fence of, yeah, that'll be a nice place to go, but now I want to go to Tokyo more than ever, even though they didn't really cover the city that much. And some pretty momentous occasions happened. Like, we saw the rise of a new potential flagship swimmer for the United States, named Caleb Dressel. I don't know if he'll be another Michael Phelps, but I think we're in pretty good hands in the swimming pool. Again, another one of these people where just look at the guy's body and you're like, okay, this guy is like born to swim. And so that was one of the cool moments. I found myself, shockingly, I never watch, literally, one of the events I never watch are marathons. I think they're the most boring fucking events to watch. But no offense, marathon runners. But I found myself watching the speed walking marathon, which, if you've ever seen speed walking or whatever they call it now, it is the weirdest shit, because these guys walk in such a weird way. They look like they're on rubber legs. And they had the last, what was to be the last 50 kilometer speed walk event ever. I guess I don't know why they're cutting off the 50 kilometer event. They're going to be reduced down to 20. And the fucking thing is like 4 hours long of these guys walking like they're on rubber legs. And I don't know why. I had it on like last week, I think it was on Friday, and I couldn't turn the fucking thing off. Like, it was so amazing to watch these guys. And anyway, that was a really. Whoops, I dropped the mic. That was a fun event too. So some of my highlights for that, obviously all the volleyball games, which seem to be my big thing now. That was awesome. And it was interesting because it's really inspiring watching volleyball. And it's really inspiring watching all the Olympic Games because you watch these people do these amazing things. And it, in a way, it makes you feel a little bad because you're like, fuck, man, I should be doing this, or I should be dedicating myself to something like this, or some project, and pushing it and trying to be the best I can at it. Because I, in a way, I envy these people really putting their heart and soul into something. And I feel like, I personally feel like I have some gifts, probably more than most. And I feel like I'm not exercising them enough. I take the easy road a lot of the time. I think more mostly for mental health reasons, to be honest with you, just because things can irk me easily, and I enjoy the status quo. I don't enjoy the status quo, but I enjoy feeling peaceful and calm. But watching these events make me think, man, I honestly literally thought and still think I should pick an event and start pushing myself to be in it and try to be in the next Olympics. And if not that, then start treating something like I'm preparing for the Olympics and put my heart and soul into it. And I find I recently, last couple of years, I haven't really been doing that with anything. I'm about to sneeze, hang on. And I don't know, we got one life to live. And I remember this guy in Oprah Winfrey was saying his definition of hell is the following: dying and then getting to the gates of heaven, and then somebody showing him everything that he could have been had he only tried. And that really stuck with me. I'm like, man, if I just tried harder, could I have been some famous Hollywood actor? Could I have been a public speaker promoting the good word of being peaceful or whatever I wanted to promote? And I still think I can. I just don't know why I kind of sorry, allergies are catching up to me here. I don't know why I kind of fall into this, somewhat laziness mode. So in that regard, as much as the Olympics, watching the Olympics motivate me, they similarly make me feel a little bad because I feel like, man, am I just wasting my time? Wasting away, wasting my talents, wasting my gifts. I feel like I need to take my talents down to South Beach, like LeBron. And it's interesting because life gets so full. Today, I don't know why I decided to take a nap at like 3:30. This is a Monday work day, right? And I should be, part of me is like, should I be pushing? But then I thought, no, I want to pamper my body. I want to make love to my body. And I thought, let me take a rest. Let me rest. So those are the Olympics. Sorry, just yawning. It's getting late. Those are the Olympics. Fantastic show. Next one is going to be in Paris. And yay, we don't have to wait 4 years. We just have to wait 3 years. And even better, the Winter Games are now just like a year and a half away. They're in January of 2022 in Beijing. And is it 2022 or 2020? Anyways, there's some time in the not too distant future. And man, I can't wait for that either. Because Winter Olympics are fucking awesome, and I kind of like Beijing because I've been there a couple of times, and those guys know how to host Olympics. Let's put it that way. They have unlimited money, they have these incredible facilities, and unlike Japan and other countries where I feel sorry for them for having to get screwed over by hosting Olympics, because let's face it, if you're hosting the Olympics, you're going to be losing billions and billions and billions of dollars. Now, that always doesn't matter, but for a country like Japan right now, or Tokyo, where they didn't have any revenue from like audiences, which is, and the tourism that comes with it, they lost on top of losing. Because most countries, when they host an Olympics, they lose a shitload load of money, even with all the tourism and ticket sales and all that stuff. But Japan had to host the Olympics without even the audience part of it. So they really got jacked. So anyways, I'm looking forward to Beijing. Paris is like, I've been to Paris. It's a really cool city. I don't think I would go there for the Olympics, partly because of the fact that I kind of enjoy watching it on TV. And part of the reason I watch it, I enjoy watching it on TV is because I love the commentary. I love all the video vignettes they do of the athletes to kind of build up their stories and shit like that. And if I fly over to Paris,
I'm not gonna see that, at least not of the American athletes. I'm gonna, probably French TV is gonna build up their athletes, and fair enough. And I don't really, I'm gonna miss most of that. So if you like, let's say I go to Paris, I'm gonna go on some crowded subway and get to an event, maybe eat some eclairs along the way, and I'll see that event, but then I'll miss other shit. And I maybe one maybe I will go, I don't know. But fortunately, winter or summer Olympics is coming to LA after that, where I live, so it'll actually be fun to go check out an event and then come back home, and still catch up on all the other sporting events of the day. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, the Olympics are over. Thank you, Japan. Great fucking time. I don't know why I have this huge Olympics hard on. I've had it since 1988, when I first started watching like figure skating. It was the Winter Olympics in Calgary, Canada, and they had developed a storyline of these three figure skaters, Elizabeth Manley, Debbie Thomas, and Katarina Witt, or Katarina Witt. And that story just captivated me. It was like Canada versus US versus, I think, Russia, even though I know Katarina Witt is German, maybe, so maybe Germany. But anyhow, it was like, I was like, I was on like, I was just on like the edge of my bed watching that whole Olympics, and I was like, man, since then I've just been completely hooked. I think the only Olympics I didn't really get overly involved in was, I think, the one that took place in Barcelona, if I'm not mistaken, or somewhere in Spain. And I think back then as I was maturing more and I was more interested in watching porn and jacking off. So I didn't end up watching that Olympics very much, I'm sad to say. But I'm back with a vengeance, and I just watched spent 2 fucking weeks. I must have logged about 150 hours of TV time watching, man. Like, I'm so proud of myself and disgusted with myself at the same fucking time. So anyways, that was my podcast for the day. I just thought I'd kind of, and it's very bittersweet watching the end of the Olympics when they have the closing ceremony, because this one was even a bit more sad because of aside from or including the fact that there's no crowd in the huge stadium, there were hardly any athletes there either, because I guess all the athletes had gradually just been flying back as soon as their events were over. They pretty much went home. I mean, all these American athletes, a lot of them, they won their event, and then the next day you'd see them in a studio in New York City on the Today Show or whatever the hell the show's called, and they weren't flying back for the closing ceremonies. So by the time they did the closing ceremonies last night, and you saw all the countries coming into the like the arena, there was like hardly anybody left. Dude, I swear I saw more people at a house party than I did the closing ceremonies. But anyways, man, you take what you got and you work with it. So great Olympics, bittersweet for me, sad. Like, it's kind of like the last day of school before summer for me. I used to always love school so much. When school would be ending for the summer, I'd actually feel a little bit depressed, like a sadness, because you have this euphoria for a certain amount of time, and then now it's ending, and it's like saying goodbye to all these special people. And this is so pathetic because I'm just this fucking guy watching on TV. I'm not even there. But I guess I relate to it because I've been through that so many times too, where you build up this beautiful friendship and go through these experiences with people, and now it's ending. And nothing will, that moment will ne can never be recaptured. It will never be the same with the same people ever again. And so all you can do is just sit there and watch time pass and be appreciative of what you've accomplished in that moment, so you can relive it. And I do that. I do that. I look at all these beautiful memories I've made in my own life through my trips and my schooling, and they're amazing memories for me. I can't say that the people I shared them with thought the same way. Maybe it's just like another day for them, but it's like awesome. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm super congested here. So that's kind of it. Bittersweet. And they'll be back. And right now I'm going to watch a few more gold medal ceremonies on Peacock, the app, even though the Olympics are over. So that's it. Thank you for watching. listening, whatever. Go find a goal, go find a hobby and do something, push yourself, start pushing yourself a bit more. I think that's what I'm gonna do starting tomorrow. So take care, everybody. I'll talk to you later. Bye.